This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
So it'll only be a crime if we don't do political talk.
Oh, yes, yes. And we're looking at a political talk this morning. Just going across the border, we were telling you earlier on a stance that the Zimbabwean president took and made public. The Zimbabwean president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, maintaining a very firm stance on regional immigration. You and I have seen other African countries, their governments made sure that they come through for the repatriation
Nigeria,
process.
Nigeria, Malawi. Malawi is currently providing, you know, bus transportations.
Yes.
Recently, planes were here for Nigerian citizens, you know, are willing to go back home. Yeah.
But then here comes the Zimbabwean president. Gang, 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 gang. And then he's saying, he's urging citizens residing in neighboring countries, for example, Zimbabweans who are in South Africa. And he is saying they're not going to be providing any transportation or anything. And also emphasizing that those who wish to return to Zimbabwe, they must use the exact methods they used to leave the country. So we're talking this morning, having a conversation with political analyst from Zimbabwe, Jacqueline Sande, who's joining us on the line. Good morning. Welcome. Thank you for making the time to talk to us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You know, we have just been discussing the stance that Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa has, took and actually made public. But then we wanted to find out, how have things been on the ground in Zimbabwe with regards to what's happening with foreign nationals in the country? How are people feeling and reacting to the Zimbabwean government and the stance that they're taking to say that people must use the very same ways, methods that they used to leave the country, use those to come back in the country?
I think that's a rather insensitive approach to take. And though I've seen some government officials on their text handles denying that such a thing ever came from the president, but it would resonate with the general approach that the government has towards its people. And it shows that they're insensitive to the plight of Zimbabwe. They've had to flee economic hardship and keep refuge in neighboring countries and other countries, far and wide.
Yeah. And then, Jacqueline, speaking of the Zimbabwean president, I mean, we see here that lawmakers have approved a bill that would replace direct presidential elections with a vote by parliament. What exactly does that mean?
I think he is trying to determine his own successor upon his retirement, upon him eventually stepping down. But the main purpose of this bill, as it was loaded from the beginning, is that it is to extend his tenure in power. And this has to be done without involving the people. Because what they're saying is that the process that happened in parliament, which led to the vote in favor of the extension of his tenure and many other provisions, including the removal of direct election of the president, they are saying that that process is enough. Whereas the sentiment of most of the people on the ground or on social media and other places is that, and other lawyers and political experts, is that there should be a referendum. And in fact, not one referendum, but two referendums. Because any extension or any amendment which has the effect of extending the time within which one is in occupation of an office has to be subject to a referendum. But not only that. For that amendment to apply to the incumbent, there has to be another referendum. Because automatically, any incumbent is not supposed to benefit from any such time extension.
All right. So, Jacqueline, if there are also reports that public consultations were conducted, does that mean or indicate that, you know, people in Zimbabwe expressed their will?
I think the way in which the public consultations were done, it was quite, it falls short of the requirements of the public consultations which are supposed to take place. And in any event, those public consultations do not take the place of the two referendums which I referred to earlier. The public consultations were mired by controversy. People were being bussed in from different locations to fill up the venues and give an impression that a majority of the people who are in attendance are in support of the bill. And you find that people were being bused to each and every venue, and sometimes to the exclusion of the actual local people, and they were not allowed to express themselves, and those who were supporting the bill were being given preference to express themselves. So you find that the process itself was skewed, and there was violence, and there was intimidation which surrounded the whole process. And I do not think that process can tick the box or can suffice to mean that all compliance was done.
Well, we are going to be leaving our conversation here. Thank you so much for making the time to talk to us. Really appreciate your time. That's political analyst out in Zimbabwe, Jacqueline Sunday.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.